A small group of fiscally conservative Democrats known as the Blue Dogs are having an effect on the healthcare reform debate that may be disproportionate to their numbers in Congress. This afternoon in Tampa, WMNF spoke with a co-founder of the Blue Dogs, Charlie Stenholm, who represented parts of Central Texas in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1979 until 2005. The Blue Dog Democrats, formed in 1995, share some fiscal ideology with Republicans. Before an election, Representative Stenholm says he was as partisan a Democrat as they come. But after an election, Stenholm says he wanted to work with members of both major parties.
And when you hear Blue Dogs, you need to understand what a Blue Dog is. In Texas, most people know what a Yeller Dog Democrat is, and that's someone that would literally vote for a Yeller Dog if it was on the right or the left side of the ticket, depending on your political philosophy. Well, a Blue Dog is a Yeller Dog that's been choked nigh on to death from the right and from the left. That's part of our problem in our nation's politics now, is that we're too polarized into right and to left, and there's not nearly the effort to bring us together into the center. That's what Blue Dogs are attempting to do.
Three conservative Democrats in the Senate have been negotiating a health care bill compromise with three Republican senators. In the House, Blue Dogs in the Energy and Commerce Committee have reached a compromise with Chair Henry Waxman to reduce the cost of the bill. Former Representative Stenholm is pleased with the current influence and prominence of the Blue Dogs.
Well, I'm very proud of my Blue Dogs. They are influencing the debate. I watched your own Alan Boyd from Florida was on CNBC this morning and answering some tough questions and making the point that Blue Dogs mainly are saying we have to get the cost of health care under control. If you solely are concerned about the uninsured, which we are, but if that's all you're looking at, then you're going to add to the cost, not restrain the cost. And it's our belief that our country cannot afford to continue having health care costs go up 4 or 5% more than inflation year after year after year. At some point, it will no longer be affordable. So the Blue Dogs are doing a great job of focusing on PAYGO, of saying, yep, we want to provide insurance for the uninsured, but we've got to reduce the cost somewhere else so that we can, in fact, get our fiscal house in order.
But many progressives think the compromises pushed by the Blue Dogs weaken the bill too much. On Thursday, 57 of them wrote a letter to Democratic House leaders calling it fundamentally unacceptable. The letter continues, "This agreement is not a step forward toward a good health care bill, but a large step backwards. Any bill that does not provide, at a minimum, for a public option with reimbursement rates based on Medicare rates, not negotiated rates, is unacceptable. It would ensure higher costs for the public plan and would do nothing to achieve the goal of keeping insurance companies honest and their rates down." Those 57 members conclude, "We simply cannot vote for such a proposal." Does former Representative Stenholm feel that the Blue Dogs' compromise could keep any health care reform from happening?
We always tend to get the cart before the horse. You know, there have been some proposals, but I don't believe President Obama ever expected that his plan would be adopted without any changes from the House or the Senate on either side of the aisle. That's just not the way our system works. So let me point out that there is no bill out there yet. There are three bills in the House and at least two or three in the Senate that are being put together that have various components of what our ultimate health care reform effort will look like. When you get to that point, that's when the lifting gets pretty heavy. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's when you're going to have to make decisions. And as I heard my Blue Dog say this morning, and I could not agree more, their effort is to reduce the cost of the current system and pay for the additional parts that are necessary. And I don't believe the president is going to be disagreeing with that. In fact, I hear him saying much the same thing. That's what his goal is, to provide a better system, a more affordable system. And it's going to be a long, hot August with my former colleagues now as they come back to their districts and hear from the people. Then there's going to be a final package put together in the House and the Senate and an ultimate conference. And I still believe that the administration and the Congress are going to get the job done that needs to be gotten done for our country. To those that just oppose, there's a simple question that I ask. What's your solution? And if you can't get all of your solution, then what part of a compromise do you want to be part of? And that's the way the system's going to ultimately work, too.
Members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus have proposed a solution: single-payer universal health care. Representative John Conyers' Medicare for All bill, H.R. 676, would do that. Many supporters of single payer in Congress have said they would be willing to compromise and support a strong public health care option that would compete with private insurers. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.